hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. Welcome to the Justin Temple broadcast on K-A-Y-T. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, we would like to thank you for once again being a faithful listener down through the years. We continue to serve Leesville and surrounding communities through our Feed the Hungry program on the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month, 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. During this event, perishable and unperishable food items, along with a hot meal, are available to individuals in need, regardless of financial status, and volunteers are always welcome. In today's broadcast, you will hear a powerful message entitled, Lord, Work on Me, preached by Elder John Owens, one of the associate elders at Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ. Let's continue to pray for our soldiers abroad. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
And you need to be asking God to work on you right now while the blood is still running warm in your vein. Because when the breath come out of your body, you cannot worship God. Nothing that God can do for you after that. So as the blood is running warm in your body and you're breathing, you ought to say, Lord, work on me. Our prayer should be every day, should be, Lord, help us to be ready when you call my name. When I wake up in the morning, that should be my first prayer. Lord, help me to make it. If you call me in today, if you call me in tonight, if you call me in the midnight hour, I want to be ready. Do I got some witness up in this house? See, I'm not in this race just to be in this race. I'm in this race to make it one day, to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So I need God to work on me. You know, as I was thinking about this sermon, I was thinking about, you know, we say, if you have a meal yesterday, if you've taken a shower yesterday, if you put on clothes yesterday, then that don't mean that you don't need to put on clothes today. That don't mean that you don't need to eat today. So in other words, if God worked something out for you yesterday, today is a new day. Somebody say today is a new day. So today I need, just like I needed God to work on me yesterday, I need God to work on me today, because I don't know what I might have to face. I don't know how the devil might come and attack me. So God, I need you to work on me so that I will be ready whatever the devil brings my way. See, I don't want to be stagnated. I don't want to be complacent. I don't want to be comfortable enough to think that I'm ready already. But every day of my life, I want God to work on me. Hallelujah. That's why I say today, more than ever before, we need to focus on our own, somebody say own, relationship with God. Every one of us must stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account for your own deeds. You see, my brothers and sisters, I don't have to give an account for you, your deeds. Neither do you have to give an account for my deeds. We got to give an account for our own deeds. The thing that you did, you got to give an account. And the book is open. Hallelujah. And it's written on that book, everything that you did and you did not do. Hallelujah. So you can't tell God when you come before God that I didn't do that. Because it's written, somebody say it's written, in the word of God. It's written in that book. Hey. I don't have to give an account to your deeds, nor do you have to give an account to mine. The Lord said to us what he said to Laodicea. I don't want God to say to me what he said to Laodicea in Revelation 3 and 15 and 16. He said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would rather you be whether cold or hot, so that because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. I don't want God to say that to me. In that day, I don't want God to say, you was not hot, nor were you cold. You were lukewarm, so I will spear you out of my mouth. Hallelujah. Jesus tells us in Matthew 7, 21 and 23, he said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father. The one that does the will of my Father. Not your will, but God's will. The one that do the will of my Father who is in heaven. That they, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did not I prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and done many mighty works in your names? And then will I say, declare unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I don't want God to say that to me. So every day, my sisters and brothers, I'm asking God to work on me because I don't want to hear him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I want God to say to me, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful of a few things. Enter into the kingdom of God, and you're made rulers over many. Every one of us want our names to be found written in the book of life. Every one of us that's sitting in this church want our names to be written in the book of life. Amen, somebody? I want my name to be written in that book. You want your name to be written in that book. So if I were you, I would say, Lord, work on me. Don't let me lose out as I walk this journey. We must begin now while the blood is running warm in our Bible to work our own salvation with fear and tremor. We must take this Christian journey seriously. We must take this Christian journey seriously. We cannot allow the devil to get us distracted by looking at what other folks are doing. That's our problem. We're always looking at what somebody else is doing or what somebody else is not doing. The William brother had a song. It said, sweep around your own front door before you sweep around mine. You got 6 months to mind your own business and 6 months to leave mine alone. Because you got enough problems on your own. Somebody say amen. Amen. You got to work out your own soul salvation for your own self. Hallelujah. You got enough trouble that you don't need to worry about my troubles. Hallelujah. I got so, the other son said, I got so much that I can talk about till I don't have to talk about you. I talk about how good God has been to me. All day long, I can talk about how good God has been to me. I don't have to talk about you. You don't have to talk about me. You can talk about the goodness of the Lord in your life and leave my business alone. Woo! Chris, first take the bean out of or the wood out of your eyes, and then you will see clearly to take the splinter out of your brother's eye. Work on your own life. Ask the Lord to help you. Make sure that you're right. Make that sure that you're doing the right thing. That make sure you're speaking the right thing. Make sure that you're showing love when you're supposed to. Make sure that you're acting right when you're supposed to act right. Huh? I don't know. I might be just talking to me this morning. Hallelujah. David was a man after God's own heart. This is because God was able to put David back on the potter's wheel. Anytime David came to God with a repentant heart, the Bible said that the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise, go down to the potter's house. And there I will cause thee to hear my word. Then I went down to the potter house, and behold, he worked a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marrow in his hand of potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the Lord said to him, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, said the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are in my hands, O house of Israel. And at Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6. You see, God was not just molding and shaping David into a shepherd boy, but God was molding and shaping David into a king. David would be the king over Israel, God's chosen people. God wants to mold us, just like the potter was able to mold that clay into a vessel unto honor and meet for the master use. He wants to mold and shape us. But we got to go to God and ask God to make me over again. David, the life of David, David defeated Goliath, the Philistine giant, only with a slingshot and three small rocks. His faith, somebody say his faith in God. He killed the Goliaths and become a hero in Israel. This victory marked the beginning of his rising in the public favor. David also was anointed as king over Israel, even when Saul was still in place. Watch God work in his life. Hallelujah. Because God, David killed Goliath, he had favor with God and with Saul, and he was able to go into Saul's house and play for Saul. Hallelujah. But Saul was jealous of David because they sung a song when they came from the battle, and they said that Saul killed his thousand, but David killed his 10,000. And he was so jealous of David that he tried to kill him. And David had to run away and hide into the cages. But look at God. Hallelujah. He fled and he gathered loyal followers, and he showed restraint by sparing Saul's life two times. Hallelujah. Because he said, I will not touch God's anointing, do God's anointing any harm. Hallelujah. But after Saul died in the battle, David is the first anointed over Judah. Hallelujah. And over all Israel. Hallelujah. David was strengthened with his military victory and captured. I'm going somewhere with this now. Pray with me. Captured Jerusalem and made it the capital and brought the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. Received God's covenant and promised that his deity will endure forever. He had a promise from God that his kingdom would never fail. Hallelujah. Because he was faithful to God, because he had a repentant heart. You see, even though we may fall along this journey, we ought to learn to have a repentant heart, and God will make you over again. Hallelujah. But one thing that David, even though David had all these things and God blessed him from a childhood all the way to a king, David made one mistake, hallelujah, that he stayed back one time as they were going to battle and he was on the rooftop and he looked over in the wrong area. Somebody say he looked over in the wrong area. And he saw Bathsheba over there bathing on top of the rooftop, and he sent for her, and they told him who Bathsheba belonged to, but it didn't matter to him, because sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we find ourselves bigger than we think we are. Hallelujah. And he went into Bathsheba, and Bathsheba had a child. Hallelujah. And David thought he had a plan that, I tell you what I'm going to do with my brain, Uriah's back home, and I'm going to tell him that he need to go home. And he was trying to cover up his sin. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, instead of going to God and asking God to forgive us, sometimes we would try to cover up our sins, and that's not good. Because God will snatch, somebody say snatch. God will snatch the cover from over you. But hallelujah, David thought that he had got away when he put Uriah at the forefront of the army and pulled the army back. Hallelujah, glory to God. And Uriah died. And after Uriah died, David got Bathsheba and married her. And he had a child by Bathsheba. I'm going somewhere with this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Bible said that David thought that he got away. But God told Nathan to go and talk to him. And Nathan went to David and told him a story about two rich men. And one of them came to visit the other rich man. And the rich man had all the pleasance of sheep and lambs. But the rich man decided not to kill none of his lamb and went and reached and grabbed the poor man's lamb and killed him. David was so upset. David was so mad that David said, I tell you what we need to do. We need to kill him and make him pay double or four times as much back to that man. Nathan looked at him. I could see him. I'm going somewhere with this one. Nathan looked at him, and David looked back at him. And Nathan looked back at him, and Nathan said, now I want you to know, David, you're the man. Hallelujah. Nathan said that you are the man. Hallelujah. You're guilty. God, I believe God had to start the process of putting David back on the wheel of repentance. Hallelujah. David, I believe, fell down on his knees. Hallelujah. And this is where I believe that this Psalm 51 came from. Hallelujah. When Nathan told David that you was the man, hallelujah, only when David repented of his sin were God able to put him back on the wheel to mold him and shape him into the king that God has created him to be. Sometimes when we fall along the way, and you don't tell me you haven't failed along this journey, but sometimes when you fall along the way, God has to pick you up and turn you around and place your feet back on a solid ground, because he knows that he still got to work for you. He know that he ain't finished with you yet. See, David had to be the king of Israel, so God had to clean David up. Hallelujah. David said to God, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy love and kindness. Hallelujah. According unto thy multitude of thy tender mercy. David said, blot out my transgressions. David said, wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. David said, for I acknowledge. Sometimes you got to acknowledge that you have sinned. You can't walk around and act like that you are all right. But when you know that you've done wrong, you should go to God and say, God, I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin. You have to call it what it is. You can't call it a mistake. You got to call a sin a sin. A sin is a sin. David says, I acknowledge my transgressions and I acknowledge my sins. And in even before me, create. Hallelujah. David said, create. David said, create. I don't know about you today, but I say create. I say create in me. Create in me, Lord, not my mama, not my daddy, not my sister, but create within me a clean heart. I want to do right. I want to live right. Is there anybody in this house? Say, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. I want to act right. I want to walk right. I want to speak right. I want to live right. I want to do God's will. Woo! David said, cast me not away from thy presence. I always want to be in the presence of the Lord. I always want to feel God's anointing. Is there anybody in here that says, I want to feel God's anointing? I want to feel it in the morning. I want to feel it in the noonday. I want to feel it all night long. And when I wake up in the morning, I want to feel God's presence. I don't ever want God's presence to walk away from me. I want to do everything that I can do. I said I want to do everything that I can do to stay in God's presence. Woo! And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. David said, and I say, restore unto me that joy of thy salvation. I'm saved. Woo! Is anybody saved? I'm glad to be saved. I tell the world I'm saved. Everywhere I go, I say I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, and I'm running. Is anybody running? I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, I'm sanctified, and I'm running. I said I'm running, I'm running, I'm running for my life. Uphold me, hold me, God. Hold me, Lord. Hold me, Lord. When they talk about me, hold me, Lord. When they ridicule me, hold me, Lord. When they backstab me, hold me. Ooh. When I don't understand what's going on, God, hold me. With that free spirit, then will I teach transgressions. Once the Lord work on me, once the Lord work on you, then you can help somebody else. But if God haven't worked on you, then you can't help nobody else. Work on me, God. When you finish working on me, then I can be a light. Then I can be a city that sitteth upon a hill that cannot be hid. Hallelujah, I can be a vessel unto honor that me for the master's use. Work on me, God. When I fall short of God's glory, we know we can come before his throne with confidence, knowing we have a Savior. I'm going to leave you alone in a minute. It's Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and me. God is faithful and just to forgive us for all our sins. And what I like about it, he's not only able to forgive me of my sins, but what I like about it, he's able to make me brand new. Hallelujah. David, we will have still dealt with the consequences of sin. Even though God forgive us, we still have to deal with the consequences of our sins. David still had to deal with the consequences of his sin. The Bible says that baby that Bathsheba and David had, God told David, because of your sins, this baby will die. The Bible said that David prayed and fasted for days after days, but when he found out that his son had died, the Bible said that he washed his face and put on his robe and started eating. And his servants said, I don't understand what was going on. He said, now, when the baby was alive, somebody get this. He said, when the baby was alive, I was hoping that God would change his mind. But after the baby died, I knew that he couldn't come to me no more. But if I live right, I go to him. Hallelujah. Even though we have to pay for our sins, that don't mean that God cannot use us. We just have to press through the things that we have done in our life that we have to continue to pay for until we leave this world. Over 2,000 years ago, God the Father knew that we needed a Savior. He sent his Son through 42 generations. I can't wrap up this sermon without preaching the gospel.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday Joy Night or on Zoom at 7 p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ of Leesville, Louisiana.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina, Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport.